Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 12 February 2021. Top stories for today. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin will be the first person to receive the COVID-19 vaccine when the National Vaccination Program is implemented in the country later this month. This was confirmed by Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Khairi Jamaluddin, who is also the Coordinating Minister for the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme. The Ministry of Human Resources investigation conducted at the courier company J&T Express premises in Perak following a violent package distribution incident found that it was triggered by extra workload and the company's employees' payment issue. The ministry, in a statement today, said the investigation found that there were employees, especially in the delivery department, dissatisfied with the provision of bonuses based on performance and unilateral changes made in the commission payment structure. Dato' Hamidin Mohamad Amin is reported to have returned unopposed as the Football Association of Malaysia FAM president, thus remaining at the helm of the country's football governing body for the second term. FAM internal sources confirmed the matter as it received no nomination to contest against Hamidin when the nomination period ended at 5:30 p.m. yesterday. The Year of Golden Ox is celebrated moderately by the Chinese community today by adhering to the Standard Operating Procedures SOPs set following the implementation of the Movement Control Order MCO. Although this year's celebration is devoid of lion or dragon dance performances, large fireworks display and open houses, religious activities in the temple and visiting families are still allowed for those living within 10 kilometers radius. The president of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics Organizing Committee, Yoshiro Mori, said he is resigning on Friday after he made sexist comments that sparked an outcry at home and abroad. The resignation of Mori, 83 years old and a former prime minister, only months before the postponed Summer Games are scheduled to begin, will further erode confidence in the organizers' ability to pull off the event during a coronavirus pandemic. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.